This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at zonepouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network presents NASCAR Live Wide Open.
Off the end of the back straightaway, Larson's going to send it. Larson's in the wall. Larson's on Hamlin's back bumper. Logano leads down the back straightaway. Keselowski's in line. Now he turns him. Both Team Penske cars crash. Keselowski is up in a ball of flame.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open here on the Motor Racing Network. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you. Folks, we're getting closer. Closer and closer. 1 week from Sunday is the first race of the 2024 season, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And as we get closer to the racing season, a lot of teams and a lot of drivers are buttoning things up. There's been a lot of change over the course of 2023 and its off season as we get set for another racing season. On this week's download, we wanted to spotlight a couple of drivers that could be under some pressure here in 2024. We're speaking of Daniel Suarez of Trackhouse Racing and Harrison Burton of the Wood Brothers. I want to focus in on Daniel Suarez here to get us going. I had a chance to visit with Daniel during production days in Charlotte last week, and that is a team that for some underperformed last year. They had a great 2022. The performance seemed to back up just a bit, so it's time to get all that together and personnel changes as well on that 99 team. Here's my visit with Daniel Suarez last week.
This year's Clash, I'm looking forward to this weekend because it'll be an opportunity to see the NASCAR Mexico Series on a national scale and be introduced to new drivers. You're running that race, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I am running that race.
How big is it for that series to be able to compete with the Cup Series or compete on the same weekend as the Cup Series in that legendary venue?
It's probably the biggest race of the history of NASCAR Mexico. That big of a deal it is. You know, I don't know how many years NASCAR Mexico has been around, but I can tell you that this is going to be probably the biggest race, the biggest event they ever been part of. just because they are racing with umbrella of the Cup Series in the same day. It's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. I'm gonna enjoy it so much, you know, just to be able to see my old friends, to see my old mechanics, and to be part of the race. I think it's gonna be amazing. But for the regular drivers, this is a huge deal.
Let's go to current events here. You got a new crew chief for 2024. In a move that surprised a lot of us, we weren't expecting it. Were you surprised by it? And what do you think the impact will be of having a new crew chief in 2024?
Well, you know, I love Travis. You know, Travis, he's a great friend. I love working with him. We are good friends, and that made this even more difficult, you know, just because we got along very well. With that being said, you know, if you look to our results from last year, I'm not surprised. And the reason why I'm not surprised is because we didn't perform the way we should have performed. And I'm not saying that he was a problem, not at all. I'm just saying that we didn't perform. So if I was getting fired, or he was getting fired, or if someone else was getting fired, I wasn't going to be surprised. You know, something may was going to happen. Who knows? But the performance last year was not there. We were very, very inconsistent, and we're having a lot of little issues here and there. So the team eventually was going to push for something, to try something. What that change was going to be, nobody knew. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't 100% surprised. It wasn't easy, like I said, because Travis and I, we have a great relationship. But at the end of the day, I think he's going to do very, very well at college. And I think that also Matt is very, very excited to start this new role. And he has new goals. He's hungry, and he's a very, very smart guy. So I can't wait to see what he can do.
You talk about last year, and just this is not an indictment on any one person or any one thing. Things just seemed off last year with Trackhouse. I know what Ross won two races. You were not able to get the car into victory lane, but it just didn't seem like it did the year prior. You mentioned inconsistency and whatnot. Have you been able to figure out what it is that needs to be addressed so you can move forward back into victory lane and make a more consistent presence in the top five and top 10?
So for me, in the 99 team, I saw this coming since 2022. In 2022, yeah, we won Sonoma, and yeah, we had some very, very strong runs, but we had a lot of little issues here and there. I'm talking about the 99 team. And then, as a group, we were very strong, but we were not executing the way that we should be executing. And then in 2023, our speed went from good to pretty good, and the 99 team just really struggled way more. You know, the one team did a better job, you know, executing a couple races, but they were not as consistent as they were in 2022. So in reality, you know, we've been carrying an inconsistency issue since 2022. And yeah, everyone is talking about 2023, but I have seen that issue since 2022, and we've been talking about it since a year and a half ago. So, you know, we see how things work out. I'm very, very confident that the adjustments that we made in the team are going to move us in the right direction. And I'm not talking about crew chief only. You know, like 30-40% of the team is different right now. Pit crew, mechanics, and stuff like that. So, Let's see how things work out, but I'm pretty confident that we're gonna move in the right direction.
Saw something the other day that says you're in a contract year, that your contract is up for renewal at the end of this year. Is that true? And number two, if so, does that apply pressure for you to get those inconsistencies ironed out and get that performance back on the 99?
Yeah, you know, it's every year is very important to perform, regardless if you're in a contract year or not. But obviously, I'm the kind of person that after a year like last year, you have to you just have to learn from those things, you know. And I feel like the biggest upset that I had last year was that we had a lot of the same issues throughout the year, and we're not able to learn from them and get better. And we have to have a different mindset. We have to have a different approach to things if we want to become a strong team. You know, I'm not interested in being an average team, you know, forever. You know, we have to be great. And to be able to do that, we have to have a different approach. So I think I believe that Matt is going to be able to help us hopefully bring this approach a little bit different into the 99 team.
So Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, is coming in. Zane Smith is going to be, you know, coming in and racing a little bit. How will the addition of those two drivers in their part-time capacities help the overhaul effort for Trackhouse? What do you think about the addition of those two new drivers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more information that you can have, you know, the better it's going to be. I think that Shane so we're very new, so he's going to have a lot of learning curves. Shane is also very new when it comes to the ovals. So in ovals, I don't think he's going to be able to put a lot in the table, but in road course, he will. So I think that. Yeah, they're going to add a lot to the table, but they're also, they're going to really work on themselves a lot because they have work to do, you know, especially Shane in ovals and Zane overall. You know, he's just getting started. So really, you know, Ross and I, we're going to continue to be the ones leading the train here.
It's all about putting the puzzle pieces together right now, and that's exactly what Trackhouse Racing is attempting to do. They've had a lot of stuff going on off the track, but right now all attentions are turning to matters on the track, like they are for Wood Brothers Racing, that legendary number 21 car, and Harrison Burton. A lot of folks feel that it's a do-or-die year for Harrison Burton. He moved over from the NASCAR Xfinity Series Joe Gibbs Racing program. He's moved to Cup with the Wood Brothers with that extension over from Team Penske, and it is clear that Harrison Burton is facing some pressure in 2024. Here's our Steve Post and Harrison from last week in Charlotte as well.
Harrison Burton joins us here on NASCAR Live Wide Open. Harrison, first off, how are you? How's things?
Everything's good. Life is good. I've enjoyed off season. I'm starting to go a little crazy, though. I feel like it's the time of year where it's like, okay, I want my job back. I want something to do. And just going to the gym isn't really cutting it anymore. So I'm ready for racing to come back. That's for sure.
Year number three of the Cup Series as a driver. Where are you at? How has your development been? Has it been on par with what you thought? Just how are you approaching it, and where are you at going into year three?
Yeah, definitely. It's been challenging. I don't think I expected the Cup Series to be easy, though. So, you know, I think this offseason has been good for me to kind of get away and then kind of reevaluate and with a new group of people, with crew chief Jeremy Bullins now and new spotter Jason Jarrett. So I'm excited about those changes, excited to get to work with those guys. And I feel like the offseason has been really good for us to try and kind of build and get going. And it's helped me kind of step into a better role within the team and feel more confident. And I've got a good group of people around me that believe in me. And so the offseason has been cool to spend time with those people. And now we're ready to go racing.
Do you feel pressure? Do you feel, what's the intensity like, though, as you enter this third season?
It's high. I mean, this is the year you have to figure it out. You know, for me, it's do or die. So intensity's high. Pressure is not super high. I've just am used to it, I guess, at this point. I don't feel nervous. I don't feel worried. But the intensity level is high, and understanding what we have to go do is challenging and tough and hard. Is exciting, but also definitely understanding that you have to do it this year is a little bit, there's some pressure there, but I think it's good, and I think it's productive.
What are some of the tracks, style of tracks or specific tracks that you really, really are excited about, and what are some of the styles or tracks that you need to focus on and need to get better at?
Yeah, I tend to run really quite a bit better at low grip tracks than I do the high grip tracks. I think Darlington is one I ran good at. The old Fontana configuration I tended to run well at. And then, you know, thinking about some of the higher speed, higher grip mile and a halves I didn't quite have the same feel for. There's some that I do really enjoy and tend to run well at, but there's others that I haven't. So trying to get kind of more well-rounded on that aspect. And I always love the short tracks. That's like home for me, so that's kind of an easy one. But, you know, the high speed, high grip mile and a half, so I think understanding the feel of the car that I need has been challenging. But, you know, I feel really prepared for it this year and feel ready to go.
The Wood Brothers is a single car team, but certainly an alliance. The team operates out of Team Penske. What are the benefits of being part of Team Penske?
Yeah.
And the other drivers, the everything that comes with that?
Yeah, I think just exposure to that group is really good. It's a really obviously amazing group of people. You know, from the corporate side down to the mechanics and the experience they have, and obviously with the other drivers, Joey Ryan and Austin have been, you know, like my teammates, and getting to know those guys has been good, and we're all trying to help each other, and there's kind of a positive relationship there is definitely always helpful. It's nice to have friends. There's not very many friends in the Cup Series, so it's nice to have people that look out for you, and so those guys are definitely on that list, and it's been a good group to be with for sure.
10 weeks remaining in last season, there was a crew chief change. Jeremy Bullins came over to be your crew chief. What has that been like, and how has that impacted the Wood Brothers team?
It's been good. You know, Jeremy has been with the Wood Brothers before and understands what it takes to win with this group and fit right in. So that's really, really good. I think Jeremy and I both get along well. We have similar interests. He's a much better golfer than me, but we both like to golf, so that's good. Don't tell him I said that, but I think just getting to know Jeremy has been fun and good, but also on the other side, he brings a lot of intensity to the racetrack, which is what we need. We need that competitive fire. We need people that care. We need people that live and die with this stuff. And I know I'm certainly on that list. My mood changes if we run well or not. And his is the same way. And it's not necessarily maybe the most healthy way to be, but it's the right way to be. You see all the people that succeed in sports, it's their life. And my dad has told me that from day one, that this has to be your life. And, you know, he always talked about how, as sad as it sounds, like everything else comes second to racing. When he was in Cup, that's how it had to be. He always says he wasn't the most talented guy, so that's how it had to be for him to go win races. And so, you know, taking that same level of intensity and going to the racetrack with that, and Jeremy is one of those guys that is just a racer. So we've got a good group of that, and we're ready to go get after it.
You mentioned your dad. How heavily do you still rely on your dad for that guidance?
I do and I don't. I mean, I have to at some point make my own experiences and be my own person. And, you know, he's been really good at understanding that. And even from a young age, let me kind of fall on my face and learn the hard way about things. And, you know, now that I'm going into my third year in Cup, I'm really knowledgeable on racing. I know what's going on. He just helps me from, he calls it his 30,000 foot view of things, right? Of, you know, things he can see from far away and what he thinks I should do next. And, you know, he gives me advice, and then whether or not I follow it, it's kind of up to me. So, you know, he says it all the time. Oh, it's your career. You figure it out yourself. So, he helps me, but not overbearing either, I think.
You were heavily featured in that reality show. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was neat. You know, I was not in the playoffs at the time, but obviously working with Ryan and trying to help that group and Joey as well, while he was still kind of in the playoffs. And I kind of would walk up to those guys and go talk to them and realize, oh gosh, I'm getting filmed right now. So that was interesting. And I was in the race for the championship one too. And both of those were very similar to where they're in your workspace and you're you know, you walk up and say, hey, what do you think about this? And you turn around, there's a camera over your shoulder. Oh, gosh. Like, you know, I don't know if I should say that on camera or whatever, but not necessarily stuff that's going to get me in trouble, but stuff about racing, obviously. So, yeah, it was very interesting. It was very real. I remember they were in our meetings at times, and I was like, should they be in here? Like, this is crazy. One of the funniest stories was we were in the motorhome. I don't know if this is in the show or not. I haven't watched it, but we're in the motorhome for, you know, we do a motorhome meeting every week with the Penske guys, and I'm in there, and Roger Penske's sitting right next to the camera guy. He doesn't know who Roger Penske is, I don't think, so he's just filming everyone else, and Roger's just sitting right beside him, and they have no idea. And I remember being like, you might want to film that guy right there, right? But watching that was so funny to me, just like these people that didn't know, you know, they work for Netflix and they weren't really knowledgeable about who's who and what's going on in racing, and they were just kind of trying to be flies on the wall. But I was like, Roger Penske's sitting right beside you right there. So that was really, really funny, and hopefully that scene's in the show and I'll know exactly that Roger's sitting right beside the camera and they have no idea.
It'll be very interesting to see what the results will be for that number 21 car for the Wood Brothers. And remember, their next win will be their 100th win in NASCAR. We wish them the best in trying to get that. Folks, the racing season is here. We mentioned when we started the show that we were 1 week away this Sunday from getting racing underway. Our coverage will actually begin on the 3rd of February. That's a week from Saturday. We'll have pole qualifying heat races at 6 p.m. Eastern time. A little different format this year for the Clash. We're going with practice and heat races on that Saturday. And on Sunday, we'll have a doubleheader for you. For the first time ever, we'll have live coverage of the NASCAR Mexico Series. That race is 4:30 Eastern. And then, of course, the main event, the A-Main, as it were, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. Motor Racing Network airtime Sunday, February 4th, for that 6 p.m. in the East. That's all the time we have for you for this week. Don't forget NASCAR Live Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. We're back 1 week from today with another download of NASCAR Live Wide Open. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. So long, everybody.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
From outdoor care to home and auto repair, do it with Craftsman. Find the tools, equipment, and storage you need at your local Lowe's, Ace Hardware, or Craftsman.com.